UN Refugee Chief Directs U.S. Open Your Borders to Migrants. By Neil Munro on May 21, 2021. President Joe Biden should end the emergency Title 42 border rules and open Americans' long borders to the rising pressure of migrants worldwide, says the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi. I appeal to the government of the United States to swiftly lift the Title 42, public health-related asylum restrictions, and to restore access to asylum, Grandi said in a May 20 statement. Roughly 42 million people south of Texas want to migrate into the United States, according to a March 24 warning to President Joe Biden by Jim Clifton, the chairman and CEO of the Gallup Bowling Company. The UN request is a complication for the White House, where staffers are trying to balance their close allies' open borders demands against the deep opposition of most Americans. So far, administration officials are managing that balancing act by simultaneously opening multiple small doors for migrants while also declaring the border is closed. For example, border officials use the Title 42 healthcare rules to tout the exclusion of some migrants, even as they quietly expand the number of loopholes through the Title 42 barrier. Many established media outlets support this political deception. But it may be cracking as swing voters recognize the determination of some Biden deputies to deliver more economic migrants into U.S. jobs and housing. The UN's Grandi insisted that Americans need not worry about coronavirus entering via open borders. We at UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, have maintained since the start of the pandemic that protecting public health and protecting access to asylum, a fundamental human right, are fully compatible. At the height of the public health emergency, many countries put in place protocols such as health screening, testing and quarantine measures, to simultaneously protect both public health and the right to seek asylum. UNHCR stands ready to support the implementation of such a decision, he added, without mentioning the harmful impact of migrants on Americans' wages, rents, and schools. UN officials are quietly working with the pro-migration groups and Biden's Department of Homeland Security to select migrants in Mexico for fast-track entry through the border. DHS told Friendly Reporters this week that it would provide entry to a yearly inflow of up to 91,000 migrants deemed vulnerable by the pro-migration groups. Judges have not yet reviewed this outsourced citizenship selection process. Polls show that the UN's demand for open borders and the administration's favoritism for migrants are very unpopular. For example, a mid-May Ipsos poll of 1,176 adults showed that people with strong views on migration prefer less migration, not more migration. When asked, "How concerned, if at all, are you about giving all migrants arriving at the border a chance to enter the U.S. to ask for asylum?" 39% of the adults said they were very concerned, while just 8% said they were not at all concerned. The overall split was 61% concerned, 28% not concerned. When asked about the statement that there are enough immigrants in America already, and our government needs to pause further immigration, strong agreement beat strong disagreement by 21% to 16%. Overall, 39% of adults agreed, and 32% disagreed. The results are more lopsided when pollsters ask about migration and jobs. The statement, "When jobs are scarce, employers should prioritize hiring people of this country over immigrants," prompted 33% strong agreement and just 7% strong disagreement. The overall result was 56% agreement to 15% disagreement. When asked if they support fining any U.S. employer found to hire undocumented immigrants, Americans responded with 33% strong support and 10% strong opposition. However, Republicans rarely hit the hot-button emotions when they talk about Biden's migration. Instead of denouncing the economic harm done to working Americans by Biden's open borders, they usually talk about generalities, such as crisis and border, that prompt minimal reaction among swing voters. For example, a May 18 tweet by Representative Andy Biggs, Araz, and Representative Brian Babin, RTX, mentioned prices 6 times but did not mention jobs, wages, crime, or housing. Many foreign polls on migration show the same mix of public sympathy for migrants and public hostility to the cheap labor migration favored by investors and their allies. Breitbart News closely follows migration polls, elite favoritism, and the rival messaging strategies of the GOP's successful populist faction and the wealthy establishment faction. The Biden immigration agenda sacrifices the interests of the American people in order to serve the interests of foreign citizens, criminal cartels, and ultra-wealthy multinational corporations, says the April 12 messaging memo from Representative Jim Banks, RN, the head of the populist-minded Republican Study Committee. On May 14, the House GOP picked a new conference chair to help coordinate the GOP's message. The winner was Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, an establishment-backed member who has consistently dodged the high-impact economic harms of labor migration.